to India, where single-screen cinemas were used for decades before multiplexes came along. Some were large enough to seat 1,000 people, and they had unique architectural character. The atmosphere inside used to be charged up, people dancing along with the film or throwing coins at the screen. But these old cinemas have been struggling for years, and as Sushmita Pathak reports from Mumbai, the pandemic could be their greatest challenge so far.
So we just entered the Central Plaza Theater. It's this gorgeous white building, curved contours, typical Art Deco style. There's still a placard that says house full, but obviously it's been empty for a while now.
Yes, we have got very, very nice, good, fond memories of this place. But at the same time, it's just not possible to operate anymore.
When India's government announced a coronavirus lockdown last year, Sharad Doshi knew that his single-screen cinema was doomed. So in the spring of 2020, nearly a century after it opened, Mumbai's Central Plaza Theatre shut down forever.
The very first day of the COVID, we made a decision on the very first day of the closure that now the audience is not going to come back to us.
Single-screen cinemas have been in a slump for decades. The challenges have arrived in waves. TV, then videotapes. Soon, they were edged out by big multiplexes that offered viewers the choice of several movies at once. Now, people can watch a film from their couch.
Netflix is there, Amazon Prime is there, you know, so many streaming platforms are there. Why would you come?
Doshi says the taxes on his theatre are so high that it doesn't make sense financially to continue. Cinema owners across India have similar complaints.
In the last 20 years, I think the number of cinemas, single-screen cinemas in India had dwindled from 20,000 to 9,000.
Hemant Chaturvedi is a former cinematographer who's photographed about 650 theatres in more than 500 towns.
Each one has its own architectural uniqueness, unlike multiplexes which are just replicated without any emotion whatsoever.
Chaturvedi says watching a movie in a single-screen cinema was about sharing the experience with hundreds of strangers.
You go to a multiplex, everyone is being really polite and, you know, shushing each other, and you don't express yourself in any way. Whereas in a single-screen cinema, there was all the hooting and, you know, seat shaking and coins being flung and people having, you know, emotional breakdowns along with the stars.
Inside old cinemas, Chaturvedi says he's found interesting things.
Some of them still have their old projectors, so you find all kinds of old equipment. You wait to see which hero or which heroine's image you're going to find on the men and women's loos on the doors.
In one theater in Rajasthan, he found an old reel of an erotic movie. Some theaters had started screening those when regular movies didn't do well. Chaturvedi says cinemas adapted to keep up with the changing industry. But pandemic closures have crushed what little hope they had. At a roadside shop across the street from Central Plaza in Mumbai, 78-year-old Meghashyam Mahimkar sips tea. He's lived in this neighborhood almost his entire life, he says. He's heartbroken that the theater is closing. This theater was like a temple to me and my friends, Mahimkar says. Nowadays, he watches videos on his smartphone, but says it's no match for watching films in a theater. When the stranger next to you cracks a joke and the entire row erupts in laughter. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.